The word of God for today. Wow, you have an amazing worship team, and I'm so blessed. I feel so at home in this place. Hallelujah. Yesterday, we have the Activate Conference, and it was really, really good. And I know this is just the beginning, and there are many, many more things to happen here in Malaysia. It's in our spirit. We feel it. And we thank you, Pastor Debbie, Pastor Clarence, for organizing it as well. Can we give them a clap? Please, they did a good job, you know. Thank you. And even the worship team yesterday, we were talking about how the glory fell when, you know, I was praying, Lord, I want the glory, you know, to come down. And it did, you know. Thank you for the worship. It was so beautiful. So yesterday I talked about the word restoration, which is the word of the Lord for this year, as well as last year. And how many of you know that that word, when the Lord gives a word, it continues. Amen? And I believe that will continue until He returns. And so for the year 2024, the Lord also said to me, this is the year to rule and reign. But you cannot rule and reign unless God rules and reign in your hearts. Amen? You can rule and reign over your finances if that's what you want. But something has to happen first in your heart. You need to be good stewards of His. It's not our money, it's God's money. Do I hear an amen? So there are so many things. You cannot rule over relationships unless our attitude, our character changes. Amen. So there's so many things. To rule over, to rule and reign is one, is the word that I received for 2024. And of course, I would say all of us here are children of God. Do I hear an amen? And there are three words: redemption, reconciliation, and restoration are three important words. And redemption is the action of saving. That's what Jesus did, of saving us from our sin, from the evil one, from error, everything. And Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. He's the only one who can redeem us. Do I hear an amen? Reconciliation is the end of being estrangement caused by our sin between, you know, because of the original sin that that Adam and Eve did. And so reconciliation is when God reconciled you, or when Jesus, what Jesus did, He reconciled you to the Father. Amen. And restoration is synonymous to repairing. Amen. Synonymous to returning to a previous state. When Adam and Eve was created in Genesis, you know, He blessed them so that they could be good stewards of this planet. But of course, sin came in, right? But it is the original design of God that man will be good stewards of his environment. Of course, when they fell, what happened? We gave the authority and rulership and dominion to the god of this age, the god of this world, Satan. So that's why darkness came in. But the good news is that you are restored back to your original position of dominion when you have received Jesus Christ. That authority and power is the result of your new birth. Do I hear an amen? So look at your neighbor. That person has authority and power because of Christ Jesus. Apart from Him, we don't have anything. Amen? And I believe that. I really believe. In John 3, verse 3, it says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, reborn from above. I'm sorry, I don't have PowerPoint again. I'm not so used to clicking like that. And just like what I said yesterday, I don't care about PowerPoints. I care about the power. Better to have the power than the points, right? So this is so important. So I love this. John 3:3, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, this is Jesus talking, spiritually transformed, that's what it means, renewed, sanctified, he cannot see and experience the kingdom of God. I'm going to talk about the kingdom of God. Are you ready? Yeah. Do you want to go deeper? Oh, hallelujah. I feel the presence of the Lord already. Okay. And in verse 5, it says, Jesus answered, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So we're talking about the spiritual birth that happens when you receive Jesus Christ. I know you know this, but the kingdom of God is so vast that we don't have enough time to talk about it. All right, I have a limited time, but we will minister after, you know, for those who want prayers. And we are not aware, a lot of people know that they're part of the kingdom, but they're not aware of the kingdom benefits. There are so many benefits. First, you are a child of God. You are an heir, hello, to that inheritance. You have the power, you have the authority, and the rulership in the beginning when God created is you are restored. Amen. So this is so important. We understand this, that I love, do you love to rule and reign? You know that you can do this now? Okay, when I talk about the kingdom of God, I'm not only talking about the future kingdom, but the kingdom is now. Do I hear an amen? All right. And so it is important we understand this. The good news is that you are now reigning with Christ. You are now reigning with Christ. Ephesians, the book of Ephesians says that. While here on earth. Come on. Look at your neighbor. Do you know that you have a kingly anointing? Do you know that you have a priestly anointing? While here on earth, you can rule and reign over many things. All right? Okay. The problem is you cannot rule and reign unless you have fully committed your life to Jesus. You cannot rule and reign until you know who you are in Christ. You cannot rule and reign until you know your identity in Jesus Christ. But many Christians are not, you know, understanding this. They will even ask you, where is the kingdom? You talk about the kingdom of God. So where is the kingdom? The kingdom. Jesus, when he was here, he says, the kingdom is near. Do I hear an amen? Yeah. It is at hand. He uses those phrases. And it is near. It is at hand. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, they're all the same. And this is so important. We understand when you are sharing the good news of salvation to an unbeliever, you're telling the person that here, the kingdom is near. All right? Why? Because you carry the kingdom of God. Right? You carry the kingdom of God. Luke 17, verse 20 to 21 says, now when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. It's inside you. The king dwells inside you. So wherever you go to Klang, you go to Patalinjaya, you go anywhere, you go to Sabah, you go to the Philippines, the king is with you. You carry him. You carry the kingdom of God. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You carry. And that's why you got to understand you are an ambassador of Christ. Because you carry the kingdom. So wherever you go, you need to impact the environment. And yeah, all our songs are so beautiful. Talks about kingdom mentality. This is what God wants us to have the kingdom mentality. So kingdom is near. The kingdom is here. It means present. It means now. And everywhere you go, healing should be seen. There should be a shift in the environment. Change should happen. Transformation should happen. Hallelujah. And there, because it's inside you. Hallelujah. So you got to understand this as kingdom. You will see the kingdom. You will enter the kingdom. You know, I love this. When you go to an environment or to a place, there is a situation here in Matthew 12, verse 28. Jesus says, if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. That's Matthew 12, 28. He was carrying the kingdom. He has the kingdom mindset. Amen? So there is deliverance that happens. And this is not for pastors only. Come on. Because each one of us represents the kingdom. Amen. Amen? So don't be afraid to act in faith. That's what the conference was about yesterday. Activate. The act of the apostles. The disciples acted. Amen? Action is the word. Kingdom people do something. Hello? Amen? And so like Luke 10 verse 9. And this is something. And it says here, heal the sick. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come near you. So we are the spokesperson. We are the healers. Jesus Christ heals. He uses you as channels. Amen? You know, this is so important that we understand this. Mark 1 verse 15 says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. You know, because you are kingdom people, you have the kingly and priestly anointing. Revelation 1 verse 6 says that Jesus made us kings and priests. That's why we have that anointing. Kings decree. Amen. You declare. Priests, you bring people to the Lord. Offer sacrifices of worship. These are our works to do. But what, because, you know, the problem we have with the kingdom people, the believers right now, we do not understand how powerful this kingdom that is in us. We do not understand who we are. We are not aware of the authority and identity. And mind you, Jesus paid a big price for this. And we're not using the power. We're not using the authority, not even casting out demons. When you wake up in the morning, the demons will say, oh my goodness, he's awake. So better get out. You know? The demons should tremble when you walk into a room. Things change in the atmosphere. You know what's the problem is? I believe the problem is in 2 Corinthians 5:7. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of people are using their physical eyes. But we serve an invisible kingdom. So you use faith. Amen? You use faith. You're used to seeing, hello, what is physical instead of the supernatural. But you belong to a kingdom that is not seen by the naked eye. Do I hear an amen? Okay, so that's why you could not understand that the kingdom is inside you. You do not see the king. Unless, all right, you are always in that secret place and he can walk into your room. He can manifest himself. So this is important. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Church, it's time to renew our mind. That's what the Lord says, renew your mind. This is Matthew 6:10. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when you pray this way, you're asking God to manifest his kingdom here on earth. You're asking God to bring his reign over your life. Hello? This is so important. We need to understand this. Let your kingdom come here on earth, Lord. Because that is where you belong. And the kingdom is not a million miles away. When you close your eyes, and you are so saturated with his presence, you can see things in the spirit. Hello? Spiritually, you are seated with him in heavenly places. You may be physically here on earth, but the book of Ephesians says, together, you are seated with him as ruling and reigning. Do I hear an amen? That's a picture of reigning in authority. You're next to Jesus. I'm not making this up. It's in the word. Amen? So we have to understand this. Luke 17, 20, 21 says that. For indeed the kingdom of God is in you. But the problem is we are not aware of this. That's why many churches, you know, are so into running after men and women of God. You mentioned that. We're not. You know, because we like signs and wonders. But you can make miracles. Jesus says you can do greater works. Do not run after man God. Do not run after signs and wonders. You know why? Because you are the sign and the wonder. Come on. You are the sign and the wonder. But I wonder if you're using it. Huh? That's the problem. The problem of the church is we are not impacting this earth. Wherever you go, you should do something about this. You are a child of God. You're a king and a priest. And Jesus is reigning in you. He is with you. You carry the kingdom. Every place, every church, every environment, work, business, everywhere you go, people should see the kingdom that is in you, and it should impact the environment. Yeah. Right? The sad part, I've seen believers, when someone comes in, if you're not carrying the kingdom, you're not Christ-like, they will say, oh my goodness, bad news is here. But you see some people who are so anointed that then when they enter a place, things change. Enemies flee. And that's what is what we need to do. We need to carry the kingdom of God. Miracles should happen, just like the song. Bodies raised. Wow. Bodies healed. Because you are the sign and the wonder. Amen. There is, of course, a future kingdom. We know that that is about to come. But a kingdom is here. The future kingdom is something when Jesus returns for all of us. There will be a millennial reign. But I'm not talking about that right now. I want, right now, I want to discuss the kingdom that is within you. We know that in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, it says that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so he resides in you. He lives in you. He dwells in you. And the Holy Spirit is given by God to you. Jesus waited for his baptism. Not because not because of anything else, but to show us an example. If he waited for the Holy Spirit to dwell inside him, to remain in him, we should also rely on the Holy Spirit for the power and the miracle. He told his disciples, do not leave the city. Wait. In the upper room, they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. Do I hear an amen? Amen. The Spirit of the living God is given to you already if you believe in Jesus. And this is so important. So what is the kingdom? First, it means a territory. It means a domain. It means a realm. We have two realms, the supernatural and the natural, right? And we know that a kingdom is headed by a king. That's why it says kingdom, king domain. Hello? So it's a kingdom. So there's this two important, there are two important things to understand. There should be a king and subjects. That's a kingdom. King and subjects. The king makes rules. He makes decrees. He makes proclamations. He makes laws. And what does the subject do? People are bound to obey and to follow. Whatever the king says, whatever he wills, should be obeyed. But of course, so in other words, the king rules, the king edicts, his sovereign, his supreme ruler. The subjects obey the sovereign one. The subject doesn't, if he disobeys, he violates the kingdom rules. So two essential things, a king who rules sovereignly and a subjects who are ruled. But of course, that is not the picture of the kingdom of God. Right? That is not the picture of the kingdom of God. Ask your neighbor right now, what is the picture of the kingdom of God? What is the picture of the kingdom of God? Some of us are not even manifesting it. Some of us do not even believe it. I want you to understand the story, a little story. God's original design is theocracy. That he is the ruling king. He reigns sovereignly. And his people should obey. But of course, they want a literal king. So God spoke to Samuel to anoint Saul to be the king. Because people were saying, we want a king. We want a physical body. Right? And so that's what happened. And then there were many, many kings after that. So it's more of a monarchy, all right? And so Saul became the first king and many kings happened. But Jesus, the only son of the real King of Kings, God the Father, came to earth to reintroduce, to reestablish the kingdom of God. But the problem is, we're not obeying the king. Jesus wants to rule and reign in our hearts. He wants us to be obedient in everything. Tell your neighbor, in everything. Because if you confess Jesus is your King and Lord, it implies total submission. Come on, total in everything, in every area of your life, in your work, in your ministry, in your business, in your family, in your health. Everything. In all this, Jesus should be the Lord. If Jesus is not Lord of all, then He is not Lord at all. Hello? This is the true picture of a true kingdom. A king who is sovereign, absolute, reigning, and subjects who are submitted fully to the king. But of course, we have this flesh. Always reacts. Doesn't want to be ruled. We have our human wisdom. Always complaining. Always calculating. Thinking that you are God. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Are you manifesting joy? Look at your neighbor. Is that person joyful or worried? And now you're laughing. Huh? You got to manifest joy. You know why? It's like this person who found this precious pearl. And when he found it, oh my God, he could not contain the excitement and has to spread the good news. That is joy. Because if you perfectly understand what you have, oh my, you cannot contain yourself. You will have the joy of the Lord every day. Come on. If you are not joyful as soon as you wake up in the morning, you're missing something. You're missing something. You feel like you're insignificant. You feel like you don't have life. But you have to understand, you're so powerful. You're full of authority. That's why when you say to the devil, get out of my face, he leaves. Hello? But what are we doing with this authority and power? Come on. The kingdom of God is so precious. So in God's kingdom, there is righteousness. There is joy. There is peace. If you don't have peace, you're missing a lot. Yeah. If you don't have peace and you worry a lot, you're not trusting God. Yeah. And that's a sin. Do not worry, the word of God says, of what you will eat and what you will wear. Sometimes the ladies, that's our problem, what we will wear. You know? Oh, dear Lord, you got to understand the benefits of being a child of God. We are partakers of these benefits. Wow, that is kingdom news. That's why it's so important. That's why Jesus says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. I want you to change your mindset. I want you to experience the joy of being part of the kingdom. And we are not enjoying it. Now ask your neighbor, are you enjoying the kingdom benefits? I don't have sickness. I don't have any lack. Ah, hallelujah. I overflow with joy. I have the power. Come on. These are so many good. You got to understand who you are. Oh my, renew your mind. Tell your neighbor, renew your mind. Slap a little bit. Not the face though. You got to renew your mind. It's so important. Amen. Oh Lord, your mind is in your soul. Your mind is in, it's not your brains, all right? There's kingdom at hand. This kingdom of God is here and it's in you. It is now a kingdom that is now. Of course, there will be a future kingdom. The kingdom is now and there is a future kingdom. The kingdom is present and there is a kingdom to come. Hello? All right, and we're so excited to have that. But that is when Jesus returns, and we do not know when. But there is a kingdom that was inaugurated and a kingdom to be consummated. Come on. So you need to understand where you are now, that God is already telling you, enjoy this kingdom while here on earth. But many are not enjoying it. In the kingdom of God, there is no sickness and disease. All right? Now you will ask me, then how come I have some sickness and disease? You talk to God. Yeah. I don't know. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be 65 years old. I don't feel any sickness. I have still the energy. Come on. You know, you got to believe you are healed. Amen. It's faith. Hallelujah. Revelations 1, 5, 6. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and washes us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. You are a king. This does not refer to the king like King Charles or any other sultans or rajah, right? You are a king. And you are a priest. Amen. Amen. You can offer sacrifices. Hallelujah. To the King of Kings. Yes. You're doing it now. You're in fasting. That's a sacrifice, Lord. No eating. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have 2 Peter 1, 2 to 3. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse 3, for his divine power has bestowed on us everything necessary for life and godliness. He has given you everything you need for life. He has given you godliness, anything you need. So don't tell me it's hard to be holy, Pastor Rachel. He has given you the Holy Spirit. He has given you life. Through Jesus Christ, everything you need life right now, everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life is already in you. Amen. What are you looking for? What else? His death is complete. Everything. It is done. It is finished. All you have to do is appropriate it in your life. Oh, I cannot think of anything else but it's complete. It's done. True and personal knowledge of Jesus who called us by his own glory and excellence. Now, let me ask you. It says it's everything necessary for life and godliness. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Do we really have this dynamic life right now? Do we really have this powerful spiritual life right now? Do you have that? Many will say no. But the idea of Peter and Paul, it says here, yes, you have a powerful and godly and necessary things for your dynamic life. That's the picture. Do you know God the Father gave his one and only Son? What else do you need? He even gave you. And he wants to share this divine power. Right? He wants to share the authority. What else do you want? But many are not aware of this generous benefits, this gift that comes from him. Galatians 4, 4 to 7. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. That's you and me. That we might receive the adoption as sons. Right? And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You can call him Father. Because that's... You are an adopted son. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then heir of God through Christ Jesus. What a privilege. If he has given his one and only son, what are the other little bitty things you're asking? They are nothing. They're nothing. 1 Corinthians 4:20, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Can you say power? You need to apply this power that is inside you already. This is what you need to understand. You know, the kingdom of God is not just talk or good sermons. You come here on a Sunday, listen to your pastors. It's not that, but it's living and applying God's power. That's what it is. It's not about sermons or talk. It's about the power being applied. That's why he gave you the authority. You don't have to wait for Pastor Clarence to come to your house to heal your father or your mother. You can do that. I don't understand many Christians. You know, they don't believe in the power that is inside them. All you have to do is work. You know, and believe, rather. Believe. That's faith. And he does the work. Amen. Amen? So you need to make sure that this is a lifestyle that you do. When someone needs help, when someone needs healing, pray for that person. Even if you don't feel like praying, just pray. Hello? Lay hands on the sick. That's what it is. Do not limit yourself, for the kingdom of God is unlimited. God is with you. He can reach out to anyone. His hands are not too short. Amen? John 14, 12 to 14. Oh, you know, I am talking too fast, and you better listen quick. Okay, because my time is so limited. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than this he will do. Oh my gosh, do you believe this? Greater works he will do. Jesus is saying, trust me, rely on me, depend on me, cling to me in faith, cleave, remain in the vine, and I will do the works. He wants you to be dependent on him. He will do the works. All you have to do is just believe. Amen. The works I do, he will do also. What a promise. He's not only tickling your ears. No, he's not tickling your ears. He's telling you the truth. You can do it. Tell your neighbor, you can do it. And he even says, greater works. My goodness, greater magnitude. How could you do that, Lord? Only you can raise the dead. No. Matthew 10, 7 to 8. We even sang it. Matthew 10, 7 and 8. This is the mandate of the Lord to me. And I pass it on to our River of God Church. And it says there, and as you go, preach. Are you preaching? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Hallelujah. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received. Freely give. The more you give, the more he gives. Give it away. Give it away. There's so many benefits from the kingdom. Just give it away. Amen. And the more you give away, the more he blesses you back. Because you are a good steward of the graces he gives. Amen? Yes. If you don't use it, you lose it. If you use it, you get sharpened. And the Lord is so pleased that you're using his gifts. Amen? I've given, you know, some of you are already gifted, but if you're not using it for his glory, why would he entrust you with some more? Do I hear an amen here? You want more, but if I give it to you, you won't use it. The one you have right now, it's nothing. So the question is, are you really doing greater works? Now look at your neighbor, eye to eye. Are you doing greater works? Are you applying God's power? Come on. Hello? You know, we need your help. Sometimes there's so many people who are lining up for prayers, right? But if you can hear God, if you can apply the gift that he has given you and the power and the authority, there will be less sickness, less deliverance. Hello? Yeah. Give us a break, okay? Sorry, pastors need that, all right? But that is really true. You know, I'm just telling the truth. Are you setting the captives free? I was teasing Brother David. I said, Brother David, you have a deliverance ministry. Why? You pick up the speakers, you deliver them, and then you leave. That's a deliverance ministry. Oh, you know, thank you. Bless Brother David. Thank you, brother. You know, and you need to do these miracles. It says, heal the sick. It didn't say pray the sick. Heal the sick, lay hands. It means action. Can you say action? That's what activate is all about. To be activated, to act. Why can't we do it? Why can't we do it? Because you know what? We don't have full confidence. We don't have full confidence. We think that I have to go to a Bible school first. I have to have this title first. No. The works Jesus did, you can do. Amen. Greater works than this he will do. What are the works Jesus left for you? Many. Raise the dead. These are just some. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Oh, that's for Pastor Clarence only. No. Come on. You can do it. Amen. So this is so important. Look at this. John 6, verse 28, 29. You know, when the disciples were asking Jesus, we want to perform the work. We want to do the work, what you're doing. But what do we need to do? Jesus really replied, and in NLT version, John 6, 28, 29, Jesus said, just believe. Just believe. It is God's work, not your work. All you have to do is just believe. Amen? That's easy. If God tells you to go, go. God tells you to lay hands, lay hands. Amen? That's what it is. Because the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is living inside you. Church, you know what? In John 7, 38, 39, it says here, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Rivers, plural. Many kinds of rivers. River of healing. River of prosperity. Amen. River of restoration of relationship. This is so beautiful. We need to understand. He's talking about the Holy Spirit who is inside you already and is already given to you by the Father. All you have to believe is that there are rivers that will flow. First, you need to be intimate with God. It's out from your innermost. Intimacy is a Latin word, from the Latin word intimus, the innermost of God. You got to go to the innermost of God, the deepest part of God. And I like when Pastor Debbie says, you know, it's inside, it's in the secret place. You need to spend time with God. Intimacy is the key to victory. I cannot, you know, explain that enough. All you need to have a communication with the Father to the kingdom where you belong. Every day, it's a lifestyle. Herlin this morning said, you are awake? Yes. Why? The service is not till 10:30, but I have to pray. I need to have time with God. Amen? You need to be always in the secret place, communing with the King of Kings. You know, Jesus did not do anything unless he sees his the Father is doing it. Same here. You got to listen. You got to see what Jesus is doing. Most of the miracles and healing that I get is when I close my eyes, because he's not so far away, and I see what Jesus is doing in the person. Then the victory happens. Because you need to see what Jesus is doing. Amen? If he's not doing it, don't do it. Simple as that. Simple as that. So you need to be always intimate with the King of Kings. And it says rivers of healings, rivers of miracles, rivers of prosperity. It did not only say river of living water. It says rivers because there are many, many rivers, many different kinds. Everything we need for a dynamic, blessed, and prosperous, and powerful, and godly life is already inside you. Amen. He did not leave you as orphans. He made you complete in everything. So you cannot blame God and says, how come? How come she has that? I don't have that. And you can say, how come she's like this and I'm like this and this is only the gift I have and so forth. You know why? That's why we're called body of Christ. You need her, I need her, she needs you. And if you understand that, you will not have any jealousy nor competition. Amen! That's what unity is all about. Oh! So we need, and about, I don't know how many more minutes. I'm talking too fast, okay? Oh, good. Okay, some more then. Jesus came to this world to destroy the works of Satan. And you are the one who will do it as well. What are the works Jesus did that you should apply? Jesus came to seek the lost. Are we doing evangelism? Hello? Are we doing discipleship? We need to do this. Matthew 28, we're commanded to disciple and teach the word. church, Jesus came to reintroduce and reestablish the kingdom. He preached it and demonstrated it. He did not only just talk. He demonstrated the power. And tell your neighbor, you can do it too. Amen. This is the reality. You can demonstrate the reality of the power through signs, wonders, and miracles. Just obey and He will do it. That's why whenever I preach like this, if I don't go to you, I'm sorry, because you were not highlighted for that day. I remember when I was preaching before, I think I said that in the women, I was standing and the Lord says, call the barren women. And I don't want to listen to the Lord because I was in the hype of my preaching. You were already there. And the Lord says, call the barren women. And I said, He did it twice, so I stopped. But the Lord, yeah, He's my Lord, right? So, okay. The Lord says, call the barren women. 8 stood. Big congregation. And the Lord simply says, put your hands on your womb. And I just said, put your hands on your womb. And I declare, I cast out the spirit of barrenness in the name of Jesus. Seed of life in that womb right now in Jesus' name. 3 months, 4 months, my phone started to ring. And you know what? 5 out of 8 got pregnant. These are women who are in their 30s and 40s and they're waiting to have a baby. Imagine that. Years of waiting. But when the Lord comes and He says, call Bartimaeus, the blind man. Call. Who touched me? Jesus says. The woman with the issue of the blood. When you get highlighted, make sure you believe. Because you get your miracle. Amen. So, 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are ambassadors for Christ. See, when you understand I am an ambassador, no matter what you think of yourself, you need to carry and give away that message of salvation. You need to make people reconciled to God. Amen? The message of the kingdom is what you need to share to them. That there is a king and you should submit and follow this king. Wherever you go, tell everyone it's about the kingdom. The kingdom is here. Wherever we go, we are carrying God's power. Wherever, no matter what time, what season, you got to go when He tells you. Amen? They should meet the person of Jesus inside you. Come on. You need to, because you belong to Him. The question is, are you a true reflection of God? You should be the mirror of the kingdom. You should be a reflection of the God you serve and the kingdom you belong. But if you go somewhere and you are not, reflecting God's kingdom, that's bad news. People, this is reality. They will always look for miracles. But you are God's channel. You need to understand you are a reflection of God. And your goal is to change, to be Christ-like in so many ways. You got to be word ready. You got to be to understand you're representing the kingdom. You're the official messenger of God. That's why this pulpit, Pastor, this pulpit is so important. That's why hearing from God is so important. Because when you start to listen and hear from God every day of your life and you release a word from this pulpit, you are a prophetic person. Because you are. That's why we can be all prophetic if we hear His voice every day and we release the timely messages of God. Amen? I want you to understand this. You need to be in harmony with God's Spirit every day. Every day. If He doesn't tell you to speak, don't speak. If He doesn't tell you to do it, don't do it. You're not giving glory. You're not obeying the King. Amen? That's why, you mentioned about discerning or discernment. We need to discern. In these last days, there will be many false prophets and false teachers. We need to discern the spirits people are carrying. Amen? It is important. How do we do this? Intimacy. You will know. You will know who they are. Anyway, I'm about to finish, but I just want to tell you this. Some little things that I'm jumping, but we all believe this. God has given us everything we need for life. Is that an amen? Amen. There's no problem with God. The problem is with us. Amen? The problem is we complain. We don't see beyond. All right? We always use our natural senses. Whereas you have spiritual senses, you can smell his perfume. You can see him in the spirit realm. You are already connected. When you close your eyes and you start to see visions, you're in your heavenly kingdom. It's not far away. Amen? And you can feel him. The presence of God was here when we were doing the worship. And I was believing that song. We need a move. We need a move every day. Amen? You need a move, don't you? You need a miracle. Now look at your neighbor and say, I'm too blessed to be stressed. That's right. Some of you are so stressed. Some of you are so stiff. I could see it. Yeah, you are blessed to be stressed. Come on, church. Yeah. Why worry? You already have it. Amen. You already have it. It's just about the relationship you have with Jesus. Go deeper. Love Jesus. Be intimate with him. You need to elevate. Change your mindset. Hello? You got to have a childlike faith. All these things I'm giving you, all what we have right now, me and my husband and the church that we belong to, it's all because of intimacy. It's intimacy with God. Some of our colleagues or other pastors' friends, we all started the same. They got out of the river. They got into different cultic teachings. And they feel like they're telling us, you're still in the river? You still like those loving Jesus? Yes, that's all it is. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul. Amen. That's the first commandment. Never get out of the water. Because in the river, there is life. Amen. That's what we all need. Let's all stand up.